Okay, so we're going to get started. I just want to ensure that everybody has a place to sit. There, I can see a few empty chairs, especially at the front. Oh yes, yeah, we've got empty chairs scattered throughout. Full house. But we are going to get started, so if everybody could please take their seats. Yeah, we've got some empty ones at the front. Great, thank you. And there's two up front here. And one over here as well. Oh, good. Pardon me? You can't see? Is that okay?
Move your chair.
Move your chair.
Okay, okay.
You're having trouble seeing from where?
She wants us to put that
in the middle? Okay, we can do that. Is that better? Can everybody see? Okay, so we will get started now. And can everybody hear me? Okay, so good afternoon and welcome to the Vancouver Public Library. For those of you who don't know me, I do see some familiar faces in the audience. My name is Caroline Crow, and I am a librarian in the Literature and Social Sciences Department here at Central Library. And before I have the pleasure to introduce our co-host for this afternoon, I'd like to mention an upcoming program here at the library that you may be interested in. Please join us Wednesday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m. in the Alice McKay Room as award-winning authors Guy Gabrielle Kay and Ruth Ozeki read from their most current novels. If you're interested in more upcoming readings or events at the library, I've left some brochures at the back, and always feel free to visit our events calendar on our website at vpl.ca. So, we are very fortunate to be celebrating the launch of Forcefield, 77 Women Poets of British Columbia, edited by Susan Musgrave and published by Mother Tongue Publishing. Yes. This is the first anthology of contemporary BC women's poetry to be published in 34 years. Yes. I am very delighted to introduce our co-host for today's event, Mona Fertig. Born in Vancouver, Mona Fertig has been involved with the literary arts scene in Vancouver since she was a 17-year-old poet. Founder and director of Canada's first literary center, known as the Literary Storefront, which ran from 1978 to 1982, Mona is the dynamic publisher of Mother Tongue Publishing. Please join me in giving Mona Fertig a very warm welcome.
Well, this is one of the big voids I wanted to fill as a publisher. And it's taken quite a few years, but I'm really pleased with the outlook. We just picked it up yesterday at the warehouse. It's always so exciting, ripping off the plastic and smelling the book. And they did beautiful bookmarkers with it. Now, Susan isn't able to come. She thought she could be, but she's on her way down from Haida Gwaii, and it takes a long time, and she's driving, ferrying, etc. But she's here in spirit, and I will be reading her introduction. So as it was mentioned, this is the first anthology of its kind in 34 years. It's a strong celebration of women's poetry from emerging, mid-career, to established. and not since Dorothy Lively's Woman's Eye, 12 BC Women Poets in 1974, and Desaniqua, an anthology of women poets of British Columbia, 1979, has there been such a book. Gathering is an art that women do well, and as Jean Mallison stated in her introduction to Desaniqua, anthologies are a sign of vitality. In Forcefield, we gather together 77 women poets who currently live and write in British Columbia so readers can more easily share, study, and take pleasure in the range and vitality of women's poetry today. It is an extensive and flourishing community that owes a debt to many early women poets, such as P.K. Page, Dorothy Livesey, Anne Marriott, Phyllis Webb, Rona Murray, Skyros Bruce, Gladys V. Downs, Pat Lowther, Helene Rosenthal, Marie Fiammingo, Nellie McClung, Carolyn Zanello, and Elizabeth Gourlay. Women who forged the way for poetry in mid-century BC between working, mothering, struggling, transforming, and creating. Forcefield is not a definitive, it is a wellspring. And this is Susan's introduction. And I'll read her introduction, and what will happen today is we have 34 women today here who will read a short excerpt of their work, either one page or, you know, a little bit, and I will introduce them all to you. And then we're going to have a celebration at the Railway Club in the back room after. This is from Susan. Shortly before his death, Al Purdy bequeathed me a book of women poets from antiquity to now, an endearingly clumsy gift. His way of saying he finally conceded that I, a woman, was a poet in my own right. Okay, a poetess. Al, who was old school, didn't grow up with Annie Lennox singing, "Sisters are doing it for themselves." We've been doing it for ourselves ever since Enheduanna, the Sumerian high priestess born 2500 BC, wrote on a cuneiform tablet, "From the door sill of heaven came the word welcome." Enheduanna was the first writer, male or female, whose name and work made history. And since her time, the world has been filled with women's voices and songs. And what an abundance. When Mona Fertig asked me to edit an anthology of BC women poets, I knew she wasn't talking about the Sumerians here. And yes, trepidatiously, knowing the angst involved in having to eliminate so many notable, worthy poets in order to present a wide range of forms, schools, politics, and conversations. She said yes. The word anthology derives from the Greek anthologia, a gathering of flowers, a reference to one of the earliest known collections, the garland, in which each poet is compared to a flower. I picture Lorna Crozier as a yellow, pea-like flower of the Karagana bush spiriting across the prairie from her native Saskatchewan. Fiona Lamb, the chrysanthemum, blooming amid a throng of leaves. On Jana Yonghao, it was a blue cornflower. Donna Kane, the cow parsnip. Yvonne Blommer, the critically imperiled bog bird's foot. Marilyn Bowering, always wild ones, wild roses. Angela Long, the primrose. Lakshmi Gill, a snowdrop. Sandra Lynn Linkslake's response was, like so many others, poetry in itself. Seek the dogwood in bloom. See its four bracts, each a cardinal direction, poets full in show. One of the many definitions of Forcefield is a special charm, aura, or spirit that can influence anyone in its presence. Every poet in this book is a force field unto herself. You'll find poems that communicate openly, poems that sleep naked, wear veils, lick icicles, boil kettles dry. All we asked was that the poems be alive, a daring adventure, a kiss in an open eye. Here come the words. Welcome, Susan Musgrave, Haida Gwaii.